Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Let's get back into this Oregon-USC game, huh? Kind of off the heels of the conversation we just had. One thing, if I am a Duck supporter and a Duck fan, which I am not, but I'm happy to root for you guys in the sense I hope you all have a great time.
See, there it is. I knew it.
What?
Rooting for the Ducks.
Oh, Homer, huh? My colors show. I think the shirt on I have underneath this has a little bit of green on it. Is that it? Just selling it out?
You're just trying to cover your heart.
Trying to sell it out, huh? I think the biggest concern, and it's wild that we think about this, because at the beginning of this season, you know, we have Tyson Alger on every Wednesday at 10:30. And, you know, we talked with him at the beginning, and I think if you listen to the other programs on this, you know, leading sports station here in Portland, we're all on the same page. At the beginning of the year, nobody had any idea what to expect from these Ducks. But it's amazing that they've gone this far with only one loss and have won in some impressive fashion and some grind-out kind of games, that it would be a disappointment if they don't make the playoff. And I think the marbles on this game are a playoff. I don't see a world. It would take a lot to happen, but I don't see a world in which Oregon loses this game and doesn't get in the playoff. I don't think they will have any issues with Washington. I am out on Washington. I was in for a little bit. The Michigan game really pissed me off when it comes to them, and the Wisconsin game is like point of no return. Now I'm out. So the Ducks finished the year with two losses, and I think everybody would agree that that would be a great finish to the season for this program on a year with a brand new offensive line. Nobody was returning, a brand new, truly untested quarterback in Dante Moore, and wondering where the hell this team is going to come out. I don't know if I see a world where this team with two losses makes it into the playoff. And that's where the extra... Look, I think Oregon is the better team than USC. I think they are the better coached. I think they are the better personnel, the better schemed across the board.
More depth, for sure.
More depth. Obviously, Mekhi Lemon is probably the best player on the field on Saturday.
Yes.
Offense or defense,
yes,
for either teams. Yeah, Mekhi Lemon is probably number one. But across the board, I will take Oregon in a lot of stuff. But that's where it kind of comes in. You've all of a sudden created expectations on a team that had unknown expectations at the beginning. And that could be where your pucker factor starts.
To be fair, I think there's unknown expectations for both of these teams. If we go back to the beginning of the year, this what we talked about as far as Oregon, you know, Dirt and I was like, man, if you told me Oregon won 8 or 9 games or went undefeated, I'd say, sure.
Yeah.
I don't know. I picked them to win 10 games. If USC wins, they're 10 games.
Yeah.
If Oregon wins, they go over. Like, that's 10.5 is the line for Oregon this
year. And my parlay hits.
You had the over or the under?
I had the over.
I had the under, right? Yeah, that's what it was. Because I picked them to win 10. I think you picked them to win 11. Mm-hmm. I don't think I looked at USC. I think I looked at Penn State.
Yeah, we all did.
And then I was like, they had that string of, you know, Iowa, USC, Washington. I'm like, one of those.
Super high on Washington at the beginning of the year. Mm-hmm. USC, like Oregon, was kind of an unknown too. Yeah.
Well, that's what I was saying. USC, I picked to win 8 games. Mm-hmm. They've won 8 games. For me,
their house money now.
That's where I'm playing right now.
If you lose to UCLA, bro, I'm going to make fun of you really bad.
Oh, look, if they lose to UCLA, I'm going to be pissed. They should win 9 games now.
Yeah, they should.
But they have the potential now to go win 10 games. That's the world they live in. And it's very interesting that for two teams that, while the expectations for Oregon were certainly higher, nobody knew. Nobody knew. Mm-hmm. Nobody knew about what Dante Moore was going to be, the offensive line was going to be, the wide receiver room was going to be. We knew the defense was going to be good because there was a lot of returners, and even the guys that weren't returning, you know, inbound transfers like Dylan Thienemann, who's a stud. Like, yeah, you had some questions at the corner spots, but as far as athlete profile, size, and all those things, they're big as hell. So everything about that made sense. But on the other side of the ball, we didn't really know. Mm-hmm. What ended up happening with Oregon? The defense is really good.
Mm-hmm.
The running game is really good.
Really good.
The offense, as far as the passing game, can be explosive, but can be a little inconsistent. So a lot of those things came true. With USC, they can run the ball. They're running all the stats right now.
Sneakily run the ball. USC's, people aren't giving them credit for it.
USC's third in the Big Ten in rushing. They're third. I've got their big play stats up right now. USC is tied for sixth in explosive plays of 10-plus yards, 177. The leader's Ole Miss at 185. In 20-plus yards, Oregon is 2. USC is tied for 9th. There's a difference of 9 plays. In 30-plus yards or more, USC is 29th. Oregon is, let's see, where is it at? I just lost it, sorry. Oregon's 21st, and you're looking at a difference of, I think, 1 play. Yes. So it's like, they both get things done, but they do it very, very, very differently.
Mm-hmm.
Where obviously USC is a much more prolific passing game as far as like who they go to and how they go about it and how they spread the ball around and the air yards being bigger, where what Oregon really thrives is that not necessarily check down, but the shorter throws and getting guys in space. It's not the Chip Kelly get guys in space.
Mm.
Was it Davison or Whittington that ran behind the tackle for like 7 yards and then broke the big play last
Whittington.
Week?
Whittington. No, Whittington.
That's Oregon.
Yeah.
They're going to get a big chunk play of like 6 or 7 yards, but if you're second level, doesn't do their job, which is what scares the crap out of me about USC, because the second level is where it gets a little dicey, is, and you saw it happening against Notre Dame. It wasn't Jeremiah Love, you know, just breaking free. It was bounce out, get around a guy, then go because somebody made the wrong read, something along those lines. But the way they get it done is very different, but they're both prolific in their own ways. And so you look at how this game lines up and how it matches up. You have explosive offenses in different facets. You've got top-end players in different areas. Like, DeCorian Moore is a great player. He's not Jeremiah Smith. He's not out there, you know, about to set a freshman wide receiving record. You know what I mean?
But he's still very, very talented. Yes. Very raw.
But there's like, again, there's like a sliding scale of these things
mm-hmm.
where the certainties in these two teams is that USC's offense is what they are. They don't get the credit they get that they probably should get for being able to run the ball. Oregon's defense is as great as it is. They probably don't get the credit for being as consistent
right.
as they are. They don't get as many disruptives as people want them to have, including us.
But nobody's blowing them out. Even Indiana punched them in the face but didn't blow them out.
No, and that's what I mean. So it's like, it's going to, for me, it's a really interesting game. And if I had to, number one, I'm picking Oregon to win. But number two, I think the ESPN metric has it like 70-30. I'm probably closer to 65-35 or 60-40.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a little closer than that because I think the top end guys that USC has in Lemon and Lane, like the problems that they pose for every team in the country, is just not easily solvable.
Yeah, and we've talked a lot about which departments, you know, it's a top offense versus a top defense, but is the real story the Oregon offense versus the SC defense?
Which I believe it is.
We've talked a lot about, can Oregon's secondary contain? You're not going to stop Mekhi Lemon. No. Can you contain him? For me, when I look at a player on each team that I'm going to be watching specifically, A, this is my Mekhi Lemon game.
Mm-hmm.
Because as much as I've watched USC, I haven't really had the chance to just...
And the highlights I've force-fed you?
Yes, just watch Mekhi, and mm-hmm. I'm excited to use my own eyeballs to watch Mekhi Lemon. That's my guy for USC, but that's more of a pure entertainment factor.
Yeah.
The guy I'm going to watch for Oregon, where I think this all boils down to, is Dante Moore.
Yep.
And we say it every time in these big games, Dante can't make a mistake, but... I'll tell you what, if Dante gets going, it could be a long day for USC.
Yeah.
Because I think I heard somebody, it might have been Andy this morning on the Sunrise guys. You know, the talk of a shootout, if you're in a shootout with Oregon and USC, that means Dante's cooking.
Mm-hmm.
And if Dante's cooking, I think there could be a big problem. Because if Dante's cooking, the running game is going to get going too. And that's where real problems
are. I agree with him in a sense of the shootout, but I think it will be because Oregon breaks big runs.
Mm.
That's what Notre Dame did.
Yeah, and if it's a shootout where you're behind, where Oregon's behind, that's a different... For both teams, actually.
Yeah.
If Oregon's behind in a shootout, that's a big problem.
Because now you're asking Dante
yes.
to... It's not a can you, it's you have to.
And if USC's behind in a shootout, it's going, uh-oh.
You got to get a stop.
Everything is humming, and that's where we don't know,
so
is the stop. Can USC make the big stop when needed?
And I like Lincoln Riley as a head coach. His faults, when they show up, they really piss me off. In the Notre Dame game, they chose to drop into coverage and say, we're gonna let Jeremiah Love run.
Mm-hmm.
which was insane to me. I'm sitting there
the
going,
best running back in the country.
Make the freshman quarterback make plays. If CJ Carr beats you, then so help me God, CJ Carr beats you.
Then CJ Carr fires up the Heisman Trophy and we start talking about, does a freshman win a Heisman
because
Trophy?
Because he was erratic that whole game.
Totally.
And I'm just like, if I'm USC, I'm loading the box. Dante Moore, beat me. Beat me. And it's like, it's not shot at Dante Moore.
No, it's not.
But I know what that running game can do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, is that how you would attack it?
Without a doubt.
If you're USC?
Without a doubt.
Load the box and say, Dante, make the throws.
100%. 100%. Don't let them run all over you. If they get 230 yards rushing against you, it's over.
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.